sure that there were more than four downs run. So they may have run five downs.
Instead of the game being over, it appears that the Redskins get the fifth down.
And the cat is elusive.
He's walking.
He's walking to the three. He's at the two. Fielding the cat runs into the end zone. That is a touchdown.
Snap. Placement. Kick by Hartley. And it is. It is good. It's good. It's good. Pigs have flown. Hell is frozen over. The Saints.
All right, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are back live tonight, Monday. November 21st, 3rd, whatever?
22nd.
We can't get the dates right. I'm tired. All right. So we just watched the Tampa Bay Buccaneers decimate the New York Football Giants. So, Tootsie, let's get the recap.
All right, guys. So quick recap on week 11 scores. We just had the Buccaneers beat the Giants 30-10. Patriots over the Falcons 25-0. Colts over the Bills 41-15, Ravens 16 over the Bears 13, Browns beating the Lions by 3, 13-10.
So close.
Texans 22, Titans 13, big upset there. Vikings over the Packers 34-31. Dolphins 24, Jets 17, Washington football team 27 over the Panthers 21. Niners over the Jaguars 30-10, no surprise there. Bengals over the Raiders 32-13. Chiefs back on the right track, beating the top two wideoutless Cowboys 19-9. Good luck with that in your football pool, Jesus. Cardinals 23 over Seahawks 13. Chargers over the Steelers in the...
probably the best game of the week.
Yeah. 41-37. And the Saints fall for the third week in a row to the Eagles, who played lights-out football, 40-29.
Yeah, at least it wasn't, a close game again. So, all right. So, who you want to talk about first?
I honestly don't know. Let's go with the Patriots. So the Patriots are looking, like they're the best team in the AFC right now, next to the Chiefs. I think that's a coin flip at this point in the season. I really like where the Patriots are headed. They're that team that we thought was going to be in a rebuilding year, that it turns out it's going to be a playoff contention rebuilding year.
Yeah, I mean, they're really shaping up. They're probably...
Mac Jones is running away with Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I mean, to me, the Patriots really have a shot at taking the division away from the Bills, especially with the way that they have been playing. They, they're just solid. I mean, Mac Jones' numbers aren't lighting it up, but, he's being a game manager. He's not making those errors to lose the game. And with the strength of that defense, it really puts them in a position to where they should win a couple more, win that division this year.
Yeah, I think so. And you've got you've really got a team in the Patriots that's coming together, and you just see Belichick, right? He's one of the greatest coaches ever to coach the game.
Yeah, I mean, having Belichick there is definitely, in their favor. So
next game that I thought was really important was Colts and Bills, with the Colts just coming on, and I think they're on a path to overtake the Titans for that division and probably end up with that number two or number three seed.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think the Colts are really figuring it out, right? They know Carson Wentz is almost good enough, but they know that they have the Jonathan Taylor with the strength of the running game. And if they can rely heavily on that for the remainder of the season, barring injury, knock on wood.
Right.
Then they really got a shot to win that division over the Titans, because they can take the lead over the Titans without Derrick Henry, and it may be, by the time he comes back, it may be too far gone, and they won't be able to bring it back in and take that division back.
Yeah, and it's just it's a really good, and again, this is against the Bills team that's having a real rough patch right now. Allen's got two picks in this, not the best last couple of weeks. He actually got benched toward the end of the game.
I was going to say the benching was nothing more than we don't want to get Josh Allen hurt. So,
but at the same time, it's
Trubisky,
like, here's a team that was scoring 30 points consistently at the beginning of the season, and now they can't even get 20.
Yeah.
And, you know, credit to the Colts, credit to the Colts defense, but it's not for lack of
trying.
Yeah, not you know, they got over 300 yards of offense, almost 100 rushing yards. But they just don't, again, this is the Buffalo team that doesn't have a rushing identity outside of Josh Allen. You got me saying Jared
My
Allen.
Fault. It's just, you know, you get it. All right. But I mean, you saying that, but I mean, on the opposite side, right, their defense gave up. They were one of the better defenses in the NFL this week. And, you know, them and the Saints, you know, both got lit up on the running game, and they were both really good against the run headed into it. I mean, Jonathan Taylor, you know, 32 carries for 185 yards, 4 touchdowns on the ground. I think he lit up like something crazy, like 50 points on fantasy.
Yeah.
So if you were lucky enough to have him, you pretty much guaranteed yourself a win by just putting him in. So, I mean, but, you know, I mean, they had a really good defense heading into this game. And I mean, they were relying on that to win. And it's just not.
They couldn't sustain any drives. So, I mean, you got the Colts had 37 minutes, almost 38 minutes time of possession to 22.
But a lot of that has to do with the fact that Jonathan Taylor rushed for 185
yards.
Well,
yeah, I mean, that's just saying the sustained drives, the run game.
I mean, that's what the runs do, right? When you can rush the ball well, you can control the clock, and then you take the hands out of Josh Allen's hands, you know, to make those right decisions. And when you're playing from behind, you start making more errors.
And that's where the two interceptions came from. The Bills were -4 in the turnover ratio. So,
yeah, it just wasn't their
game. What else needs to be said?
Yeah.
What else needs to be said? Honestly.
You know, let's go ahead and celebrate the Texans here, right?
Okay.
So, Texans got one. I mean, against Derrick Henry-less Titans, but I mean, still a pretty good team overall. Ryan Tannehill looked more like the Ryan Tannehill we used to see back in Miami. 4 interceptions, you know. He did throw for 323 yards, but he threw 4 interceptions.
4 interceptions are going to do it to you every time.
And I mean, Tyrod Taylor on the opposite side of the field only threw for 107 yards, but no interceptions. You know, he ran for 28. You know, they just...
2 rushing scores, so...
I mean, it was definitely... They played the right way to win this game.
This is a Texans team that doesn't have any coherent identity. They don't know who's going to be helming it next year.
No, I mean, the coach they have this year is not going to be for the long run. He's a rebound coach, right?
So yeah.
You had Bill O'Brien blow up, get rid of all their draft picks. So they hire this no-name guy, because, I mean, that's basically what he was when he came in, be the head coach to take the heat for the next two, three seasons until they get their draft back, until they start getting, you know, choices back in so they can bring in a real coach to hopefully bring them into the future. So, I mean, at least that's how I see it.
Yeah, and Tennessee's on a. We're going to talk about this in the overtime. We kind of went through each team and if they're on the right path or the wrong path. And Tennessee's definitely on the wrong path right now. They're trying to figure out what they can do without.
Yeah, but I mean, Tennessee being on the wrong path, and we get in. I don't know if we're going to get into it a little more, but. I mean, injuries are causing their wrong path, right?
Yeah,
they've been facing injuries the whole season, their whole time. They've been facing it a lot. And now they are finally hopefully can just live through this Derrick Henry less time. I mean, if Tannehill's going to throw 4 interceptions a game, then I'm sorry. The Colts are going to get it ahead of y'all. So
so that's that game. Just props to the Texans for pulling out a win here. It's just really, really gut check. Vikings beating the Panthers.
I mean, Packers.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vikings beating the Packers. It was just a great.
That was just a hard fought game.
Yeah.
I mean, both teams played good. I mean, you know.
Came down to the last
second.
Last few drives, last second field goal. You can't ask for a better game, especially division wise. And for the Vikings, you know, this is a win that keeps them in it. If they'd have lost, they'd have been way too far behind because you'd be looking at 4-6. I think they would have 2 division losses.
Yeah, I mean, they had to get the win here. And, I mean, they did what they had to do, but they're getting healthy at the right time, right? So they went through a lot of injuries before, and but they're getting those guys back, and they're putting the whole team
Jefferson
on the field.
Back, he blows up. You got Cook back. He's 100%. You know, Cousins is playing the kind of football you want Kirk Cousins to play. Adam Thielen, just one of the most consistent players on the field, period. You know, especially, but for the Vikings, especially, the defense is still not what we're used to seeing from a Vikings defense.
But when you get all your pieces together, right? When you get Dalvin Cook running for 86 yards and a touchdown, Justin Jefferson, you know, going for over 100 yards with, you know, 169 yards, I'm sorry, with two touchdowns. I mean, those are the things that got you to where you were last year. And you were supposed to be able to build on from that, and they were finally able to do that.
Yeah, Chris, absolutely, man. They were playing with intensity and swagger. That's a good way to describe it. I think that's a solid way to go. They look like a team that was just having fun, right?
Yeah.
And that's how the Jets have looked to me for the last couple of weeks, too. They're a team that's having fun, and the Dolphins.
No, I mean, the Jets aren't having fun. I'm sorry.
Well, look,
you're not 2-8.
You got a Dolphins team right now who, in the last 2 weeks, have had some very, you know, statement wins. So they beat the Texans 17-9. Then you go against the Ravens, and you beat the Ravens 22-10.
That's their statement right there.
And that's right? A statement win. And I think the Dolphins defense is finally finding its footing. Then you beat the Jets this week. You got the Panthers next week. Then the Giants. Then the Jets again. So I mean, you have a Dolphins team that's not.
They have a favorable road.
Yeah,
right?
I don't think they're going to take anything away, you know, run away with anything. But at the same time, I think that they're. It's a building.
But let's be honest. When you got the Panthers, the Giants, the Jets, and the Saints headed in your next four games. With the way that they're playing right now, they have a very possibility to be 3-1 or even 4-0 at this point.
Yep.
So, I mean, they have a favorable road ahead of them right now.
And the Jets, you know, they're still the Jets. They're down to the third-string quarterback of Joe Flacco. 291 and two touchdowns, not bad against that defense for the Dolphins. Michael Carter's coming on as a young running back. You've got Elijah Moore, who's just... He's their
receiver.
Yeah, he's it, man. And Crowder is not a bad receiver whatsoever. Dude went 6 for 44
still
and a touch.
Still better receivers than we have in New Orleans.
I would take this group of receivers over what we have
down
now.
To Corey Davis and all of them down. I would have take them.
Yeah. Or, you know.
Yeah. I mean, look.
What can you say? It's just two franchises still reloading, but I mean, you just can't. Nobody's reloading like the Patriots.
All right. Well, I mean, let's talk about the Chargers and the Steelers,
last night's game,
right?
Whoa.
So I mean that.
Whoa.
So this, I mean, look, the Steelers basically looked like they were going to let this game
get away,
go away.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they were down 10-27 going into the fourth quarter, and then they just came back and just.
It almost won.
Lit it up. I mean, at one point, towards the end of the game, they actually had the lead headed into the last minutes of the game.
In the fourth quarter, they were outscored 27-10 heading into the fourth. And you're looking at a let's see, because I think time of possession was pretty. Time of possession ended up being pretty evenly split. But I mean, you're looking at the turnovers. You know, the Chargers were -1 in the turnover battle.
Yeah, and that was a pick six. Yeah.
And that was one of the plays that really changed the momentum.
Yeah, that ignited it and started bringing them in. But, I mean, you look back at it. Go back to the box scores. I'm sorry. But, I mean, you look back at it, I mean, with Justin Herbert, I mean, he's playing lights out again, right? Mm-hmm. So, the interception wasn't necessarily his fault, but one of those pop-up balls that stay in the air entirely too long and you were able to grab it. But I mean, he was 30 for 41, you know, 382. I think going into the first half, I think he had one incompletion headed into halftime. 382 yards, three touchdowns and an interception. And then he also ran the ball 9 times for 90 yards. He was their leading rusher yesterday, even over Austin Eckler, you know, who carried for 11 for 50. But had, you know, with two touchdowns,
so, and he had two receiving and two rushing touchdowns. So next to Jonathan Taylor, Austin Eckler also had another big fantasy day. So if you were playing against either one of those,
thank you, Austin Eckler,
you probably lost.
Yeah. I mean, I just happen to have Justin Herbert and Austin Eckler.
So, yeah, you got like mucho pointos. Yeah, ran away with it. So Big Ben comes back with a pretty good passing game. 270, three scores, no picks. Looking like he might not be as done as we all thought.
Yeah, I think this team is starting to come together.
And look, you got Deontay Johnson for the Steelers, who gets like 12 targets a game. Pretty much guaranteed 12 targets. Goes for 7 for 101 a touchdown. Chase Claypool making his impact. You know, they found their new tight end in Pat Freiermuth. That guy's amazing.
Yeah,
you know, he's been money in the red zone, just money. And then, you know, the defense of Pittsburgh really came and salvaged them in a lot of ways because they were able to slow down the Chargers just enough for the offense to kick in. But yeah, what a great game. What a great game. I was glued to that.
Yeah,
one
last almost night. Fun to watch. All right, now let's talk about what wasn't so fun.
We got to do it.
Yeah, we can be quick about it because there's not a lot to say, but. Saints completely got outplayed by the Eagles.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the 22 points that the Saints scored in the fourth quarter, garbage time, right? It was just enough to make you think we had a chance. And no, it was just garbage time.
I just wish the Saints were this good throughout the game. We have been the best fourth quarter team in the NFL.
Yes, but we are also the worst first half team.
We are the first half team. So in our last three games, we have been outscored 33-7 in the first three quarters against Philly, 13-6 in the first half against Tennessee, 21-3 in the first three quarters against Atlanta.
Yeah,
there's
a whole story right
in,
there.
In Philly, Tennessee, and Atlanta, you have three or four catches that were just perfect balls that were drops that you catch. You're extending a drive. You're scoring a touchdown. You're getting within field goal range. And now kicking's been a problem, too, because with Tennessee and Atlanta, you had two missed field goals resulting in a two-point loss in both games. And you're having to go for two, and we're the worst team in the NFL going for two.
Yeah, we haven't made one since, 2019 or something like that.
I thought it was 17.
It may be 17. I think I was saying 17, but I think it was 19. But
I mean, either way, it's a long freaking time to go without.
Entirely too long to have to be forced
and
to go for two.
For such a creative mind like Sean Payton to not have a high two-point conversion ratio is just depressing. But I think we've just been so used to kicking because we've always had – or you know, someone like that. I mean, heck, why don't we just go dust off? Look, Garrett Hartley's right up here. Just take him off the couch. And
I don't know if he's ready for that.
I will take him right now.
You know, and then injuries are piling up on the Saints. I mean, that was a big thing too. I mean, you went into the game without, Ryan Ramczyk or a Teron Armstead. So I mean,
we're missing
two
pieces.
Of the better, you know, tackles in the game. We're already down Andrus Peat on the guard side. I mean, it was just a whole lot of everything is starting to mount up to where we're at now. And I know we always had this next man up mentality, and that's what we've been living on that for a few seasons now. But I mean, this isn't a team where the next man up can actually
do anything
because our next man up is way worse than the man that we have playing right now, and they're not doing very good either.
Yeah, and just the receiving woes and everything's just catching up to the Saints right now.
Yeah,
and they're a team that's trending in the wrong direction. We had a real chance at the division.
And I mean, I'm not trying to take anything away from the Eagles on this game because they, like
the Eagles were
from
playing
the beginning,
lights
they just outplayed us. I mean,
and look, Jalen Hurts is playing like his contract is on the line because it is.
You know,
he
was 13 for 24, 147 yards, no touchdowns, but we got it done on the ground, right? Miles Sanders, 16 carries for 94 yards. Jalen Hurts, 18 carries for 69 yards.
Jordan Howard,
10 carries for 63 yards. Okay. I'm not even going to talk about Boston Scott because he doesn't matter.
242 yards on the ground for the Eagles. Three rushing touchdowns from Jalen Hurts.
I mean, this was the best team against the Saints were the best team against the rush going into this game.
Yep.
Right? I mean, we shut down.
Us and the Bills this week, both teams. Know,
I mean – To give up 242 yards on the ground, I mean, that was just – it's you can't come back from that. Because, I mean, that eats up time possession. That doesn't get you the ball back in your hands. And then we had the errors. I mean, we threw the two interceptions and the fumble. You know, we had the errors that caused us to lose this game. We did not play good football yesterday, and the Eagles just, they were the better team
and
yesterday.
Then, I mean, look at time of possession, right? We had the ball for 23 minutes. The Eagles had it for 37.
Yeah, so 15 minutes just,
and
more.
That, and the rushing stats reflect that. And you're talking about a team that, I mean, you know, yeah, we scored 22 in the fourth quarter, but
it's garbage time.
That's, yeah. The game was never within reach.
Yeah, it was just garbage time.
It just wasn't. So, I mean, props to the Eagles. They're in the right direction. They may actually be able to challenge the Cowboys. And considering that's the last game for both teams,
it could mean something.
It could be who gets in and who's out. You know, we'll see.
Yeah.
So with that, we are gonna go ahead and go to
everyone's favorite segment of the night.
Of who's worst at football.
Who's worst at picking?
So our week 11 picks, I had the Washington football team over Carolina. I had Jets over Miami. I had Cincinnati over Vegas, and I had Seattle over Arizona. I went 2 for 2. So,
okay, I had the Bills over the Colts, Dallas over Kansas City,
also
Chargers over Chargers over Pittsburgh, and then Green Bay over Minnesota.
Also, all right, so Captain went
1-3.
1-3. I went 2-2. He's now ahead of me by one game.
Still one game better.
So.
All right. So week 12 picks. I have Detroit over Chicago. Still living on you, Detroit. You're going to win one. And this is going to be it. Right. Cincinnati over Pittsburgh. Rams over Green Bay. And Minnesota over San Francisco.
Give me New England over Tennessee. Give me Indy over Tampa Bay. Give me Houston over the Jets. And Baltimore over Cleveland.
All right, so you heard it here first. Houston's going to go 2 in a row. So, Chris, you're going to get your wish, man. We're going to get a little winning streak rolling for y'all.
Other than that, I mean, we didn't talk about the Dallas game. Oh, well.
What's to say about the Dallas game? Cowboys lost. That's what you say about it. And that's all that matters, right?
All right, Stephen A.
Cowboys.
All right, Stephen A.
Where you at? Where them boys at? In the losing bracket with the Saints.
Boys!
So that's all you got, man.
Yeah.
All right, guys. So, you know, if you like what you heard here today, just check us
out.
Yes,
Chris. Indy over Tampa. Indy over Tampa. They're playing that well.
Okay. We'll see. I'll take it. But like I said, guys, if you like what you're hearing, you like what you see, check it out on the sign up for us on Apple, Google, Spotify, you know, check us out there. Get the OT.
Links are in the show. Links are in the show page. They're pinned up at the top. So
give us a little love. Tell your friends. If you see this on Facebook, go ahead and share it so we can just get a few more people into it. Maybe someone hadn't heard us yet. Maybe they'll like what we say. But, you know, hey, if they don't, that's cool, too. But all right, guys.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Deuces.